The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph and the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. We pause in reflection today over Joseph. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. He's mentioned mostly in the Gospel of Matthew. Very little attention is given to Joseph in the other three Gospels. In Luke's gospel, which is a Gentile gospel, in the genealogy of Jesus, it's a legal genealogy. It's traced from Joseph all the way back to Adam, a Gentile gospel. In Matthew's gospel, the genealogy, a Jewish genealogy, is traced from Abraham down to Joseph of the house of David. Now, these wouldn't seem very important to us, but they were very important to the members of the very early Christian communities. Matthew's gospel, giving most attention to Joseph, is very strong in emphasizing the fact that he had dreams. He was led by the dreams. Joseph is never quoted to say any word. He's a listener. And he listened to dreams. He had four dreams. And Matthew, being a Jewish gospel, wants all of his hearers to remember the patriarch Joseph, who is mentioned in a very interesting story. You should read it sometime. It's in the last 10 chapters of the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. And here Joseph, the patriarch Joseph, is a dreamer. Remember Lloyd Webber's The Amazing Technicolor Coat? That's Joseph, way back there, the preferred and most loved son of Jacob, which made the other sons jealous. And eventually he's sold into Egypt, and because he's a dreamer, he interprets the dreams of the Pharaoh. He becomes very, very important, and he's involved in the redemption of his people. The end of the book of Genesis, now will begin the book of Exodus, the freedom of the people coming out of Egypt. Keep all that in mind now. And then we get to Joseph, and he has four dreams. The first dream is take Mary as your wife into your home. Fine. The second dream, after Jesus is born, his life is threatened by Herod. Take Jesus, the child, and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Second dream. Third dream, it's time to come back from Egypt. So he returns from Egypt to Jerusalem. Then he has his fourth dream. The child isn't safe in Jerusalem anymore. So go north to Nazareth. So following the fourth dream, he goes north and he settles in Nazareth. Now that's the way the Gospel of Matthew gives us an understanding of Joseph. And by the way, if you go to Egypt today and you go to Alexandria, which is near Cairo, they will show you the house. This is the house in which the Holy Family lived. Now, you know, I mean, you have to be a light-minded tourist to believe it's a house, but they celebrate the time the Holy Family spent in Egypt there in Alexandria. The important thing about Joseph, he never says anything. He's a listener. And God knows we need the example of Joseph in our culture today. We are very bad listeners. We listen to respond. We don't listen to learn. I mean, think about the manner in which we say we're listening. When you're halfway through your question, I have the answer already. I know exactly where you're wrong, and I know where you're right. We don't listen. And he listens not just with his ears. He listens with his whole person. His listening is an act of faith. Would that be amazing if we could listen to one another that way? We could say, somehow, God is going to speak to me through the other person. Now, it doesn't have to be a great revelation, but the manner in which I listen, I learn something about myself. It's not that you'll enlighten me about your mind or your intelligence. You will teach me about myself. Listeners learn about themselves. Listeners are reflective. Listeners have a depth. We're so superficial in our society. We're so certain about everything. We're so arrogant about opinions. We don't listen to any opinion. Look at our politics. Who listens to one another in the world of politics? We have one party, the other party, and then we have independents who can go either way. But we don't listen to one another. If we could listen, we would make a lot of progress. So think about that. And to follow the example of Joseph, it would be good for us to say, I'm going to journey through this day, just today now, listening with the heart, listening with the whole person, not just with the ears. Did you ever get that phone call from somebody you didn't expect to get the phone call? They don't have anything special to say, but you can tell right away when you get the call, they want somebody to listen to them. I am sure that many of the elderly persons that I visit or take the Eucharist to, they're alone. What do they want the most? They'd like somebody to listen to them. We're all yearning for somebody to listen to us. Did anybody ever stop you and say, wow, will you listen to me? Or did you ever think that way? Well, when that happens to you, remember Joseph, the great listener, and how when he listened, he learned about himself. He learned his mission. He learned what divine providence was calling him to follow in his life. And he appears in Matthew's gospel as the great listener. Never says anything, not a word. Is that the ideal husband, you think? He doesn't say anything, he just listens. And he learns and grows. I mean, a lot of women would say, Joseph is the example of a good husband. He just listens, and then he does what he hears. Oh, not sure about that, but I'll just throw it in there. We pause now for a moment of prayer.